Greetings, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto. It is the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It was decades ago, but I still see it. The feast day tables laden with food, homemade raviolis, roasted turkey or leg of lamb, conversations animated by much and many Manhattans and bottles of wine and homemade pies. And of course, the inevitable fight to get Nonna, my grandmother, to sit down and eat with us, if only briefly. But that's Italian hospitality. It came on platters, lasted for hours, and ended with a living room strewn with snoring bodies. And there was always, always welcome for an extra guest. That's hospitality, making people feel at home, making people feel special. Well, we had three hospitality stories today. For nomadic Abraham, hospitality was a matter of life and death. You gave generously so that it would be yours in your day of need. In first century Israel, hospitality was still a sacred duty. You welcomed, fed, and entertained the sojourner, and not with yesterday's leftovers. It was a real feast that shared lives and stories. In that world, the shared table was truly a shared life. Freshly baked bread was blessed and shared as a pledge and friendship and peace for the men. The women, well, they were busy elsewhere. If we had read a bit further in Genesis, we would have learned of Sarah's eavesdropping. Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent just behind him. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, "Now that I am worn out and my husband is old, am I still to have sexual delight?" It was a gender-separated society. After all, the women had work to do. With this in mind, our gospel doesn't look so tame, and Martha wasn't so hospitable. Or didn't you notice that she put Jesus right on the spot? She wanted him to judge between her and her sister Mary. Gad, no one wants to be caught between two warring sisters, do you? In Martha's eyes, Mary was simply out of line. Who did she think she was? It was bad enough that Mary did not offer a woman's hospitality of cooking and serving, but she invaded the male space. Her place was with the other women and children around the hearth. The ancient Jewish man in the 18 benedictions daily blessed God that he was not born a woman. So if you want an idea how women were treated in the ancient world, look at the Taliban today. Mary's action wasn't merely surprising, it was a scandal. Her crime was clear. Mary was acting as she were a man. No wonder Martha was so upset. Her sister was putting on airs, claiming a role that was not hers. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving?" No, it was shameful for a woman to sit with a man, with men, and chat. It was simply shameful. And all the while, Jesus is serenely going along with it. But the scandal doesn't stop. The gospel says, in a little more accurate translation, Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him. Curious, how does Mary both sit beside the Lord and at his feet? Unless the expression to sit means more than a seating arrangement. To sit at the feet of a rabbi meant that you were a student studying to become a rabbi too. Jesus was really, therefore, giving a really bad example for children, a social scandal, and a violator of the natural order. But that's Jesus over and over again. He associates and eats with the wrong sort of people. His favorite people are the marginalized, the sinners, and women. He even speaks to women in public. Horrors. I could get a woman divorced. With that bad example, no wonder women were important leaders in the very early church. Paul even named one an apostle. But there is a third story here. Jesus is giving divine hospitality. He is offering Mary a welcome and a share in the kingdom. He feeds her with the Father's love and life. No wonder he said, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better part and will not be taken from her. Mary has chosen the kingdom. Mary has become a guest in her own house, for Jesus offered her the hospitality of God's new house. She was being fed with the word and the experience of God in Jesus. Martha had offered only the hospitality of bread and wine. Mary offered more hospitality, that of an open and listening heart. But now Jesus offers the greatest hospitality, the Father himself. When I was preparing for this reflection, I came across an interesting description of the spread of the early church in the Acts of the Apostles. A mistranslation, actually. St. Luke wrote that the church spread, and I quote, from household to household. Isn't that the way the church is spread, family to family? Jesus' model for the church was not the temple with its priesthood and sacrifices, but a new household, God's household, planted in the homes of this world. There, each person becomes a rabbi, a teacher, welcoming, listening, sharing. They were God's new household with a welcome table for every stranger. And it's not an accident in the early church. Those communities were poverty-free zones. In that household, every boundary is obliterated, not by some political egalitarianism, but by the incredible, overflowing love of God himself, our Abba. When you make an act of faith, when you really make an act of faith in God's love for you, you are given a dignity that no one can steal. Today we give welcome and a share in the kingdom of God. Five children. And it should be wonderful in your eyes. For Sophia, Ariane, Alessandra, Sophia, Anne, and Christopher, they become this day, as you have already become in your lives, sons and daughters of the Father. Your heritage, in fact, is heaven itself. You are citizens of that place. And your destiny is the Trinity. God gives so much if you but say yes. It seems to me God's welcome actually has words. They were the words the Father spoke to Jesus on the day of his baptism. And they really are being said to every youth being baptized today. And they're said to you every time you take Eucharist. You are my beloved in whom I delight. You are my beloved in whom I delight. What if we really lived those words? How different we would be, our families and our friendships. You know, our life's task is twofold. To really trust that belovedness that God has for you, and to generously live that belovedness for everyone you meet. And in that moment, we create a new household, God's household, a family that lives in eternity. Live God's hospitality, live it for others, and be alive.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Michael Rector, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.